morning, boys and girls. I do not consider myself to be an artist, but I'm hoping you will be able to figure out what it is that I have drawn for you here. It's a tree. Thank you. Now, have you ever seen a tree that looked like this? Have you ever wondered why? Why are trees always shaped like this? And to point that out even more, you know what this is? It's a stick. It's actually a branch from a tree that I cut off yesterday, and it came from near the bottom of the tree in my front yard. You notice something? Which direction do the branches at the end point? Up. Why do you think they point up? Kyle. Yes, so the leaves can reach the sunlight. Very good. And you know, this came from the bottom, from this part of the tree, and all this part here, it just keeps going straight, and you notice there are not any other little branches coming off, but at the very end, you have all these branches sticking up like fingers, right? And like Kyle said, so the leaves can reach out to the sun. Yes, the leaves need the energy that comes from the sun. Very good. They need the energy from the sun so that they can make food for the tree. So they really... Yes, they need the sun. And they will always grow so that they can have the light from the tree. And that's why the branches on the tree are like this, so that all the branches and leaves can have the light from the sun. They like the light. They need the light in order for the tree to be healthy and be able to grow. It gets energy, right? And you know what, boys and girls? The light from the sun and how the tree and the leaves and really all plants grow so that they can get the light from the sun, it's just like how we need to always be growing towards Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. And just like the sun in the sky, we get light from Jesus. And we need to get that light from Jesus so that we can grow and be strong and healthy too. Do you know how we get light from Jesus? Can you guess where? Yes. Well, when we read the Bible, when we learn things from the Bible, that's just like getting light from Jesus. Because we learn things, it helps us to grow and be stronger spiritually. But we need to be facing towards Jesus, just like these branches and leaves always need to face the sun so that they can get the light. We need to face Jesus. And we keep facing Jesus as we read his Bible, as we pray to him, as we worship him here in Sabbath school and church. That way we can keep growing and keep getting stronger. You'll never see an upside-down tree like this, will you? No. Unless somebody cut it and hangs it upside down. In the same way, we always need to be focused on Jesus and keep looking to him. That way we can keep growing and be healthy and strong spiritually. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for these boys and girls. And I pray that you will bless them and help them to always keep their eyes focused on you as they learn from the Bible, as they pray, as they come to Sabbath school and church. Help them to learn more and more about you so that they can grow, be healthy, and be ready when you come again to go home to heaven. Bless them and their families. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And would you help us by picking up those baskets and taking them to the back?